City Commission Highlights for September 2, 2025 City Commission Meeting. At its regular meeting on September 2, the Brownsville City Commission recognized outstanding community service, approved key infrastructure projects, and reaffirmed its support for public health and community events. Among the evening's highlights was a proclamation honoring Dr. Emilio Hernandez for over 46 years of dental service in Brownsville. He was especially recognized for providing free custom mouthguards to high school athletes for more than four decades and for his long-standing civic involvement with organizations such as the Brownsville Community Health Clinic, United Way, Rotary Club, and St. Mary's Church Parish Council. In conjunction with National Assisted Living Week, the Commission also recognized Bella Villa Assisted Living, a nurse-owned and operated facility serving Brownsville's elderly population since 2010. Bella Villa was celebrated for 15 years of compassionate, affordable care in a licensed residential setting for seniors who traditional nursing home models often underserve. The Commission heard a health outcomes report from Tu Salud Sequenta, a long-standing partnership between the city and UT Health to combat obesity, diabetes, and chronic illness in the region. In 2024 alone, the program reported a 60% increase in physical activity among participants, a 69% reduction in high blood pressure cases, and over 3,400 residents served. These gains are projected to save millions in future healthcare costs. However, program leaders warned that recent federal budget changes have cut SNAP-Ed funding, its primary financial support, putting the initiative at risk of ending in September 2025. The Commission approved a contract with Play Well Group to install fabric shade structures over the softball and baseball fields at the Brownsville Sports Complex. The project will improve player and spectator comfort during hot weather seasons. The Commission also authorized the temporary closure of Southmost Boulevard on Saturday, November 1, for the city's annual Veterans Day Parade, coordinated in partnership with the Texas Department of Transportation. The Commission addressed ongoing work at the historic Capitol Theater, approving change order number 2 to remove and restore the building's original marquee sign. The sign, structurally embedded in the theater facade, has delayed the final sealing of the newly replaced roof due to its deteriorated condition. The approved change order, capped at $108,548, includes plans to restore or reconstruct the sign using original components wherever possible. The project timeline has been extended by 120 days, moving the expected completion date to December 14, 2025. The Historic Preservation Committee has approved the removal and will review final restoration designs, with plans to relight the marquee upon reinstallation. City officials said that restoring the Capitol Theater's structural integrity is a critical first step in broader downtown revitalization efforts. Once stabilization work is complete, future opportunities for public-private partnerships to adaptively reuse the historic site are expected.